Chapter 22. This is your fate. The orcs had gathered in a mob outside the old keep. Their fear of the off-worlder made them hunker together, despite the fact they outnumbered him more than 20-1. Silence had fallen, barring the quiet drumming of rain. It gathered in pools and slowly turned the mud into a quagmire. Pilliam's body and close-shaven scalp glistened, his many scars even more pronounced. He took in the high walls on three sides, the old keep in front of him. He had been here before. Perhaps he had never really left. The arena beckoned again. The eyes of the mob regarded him, measuring, deciding, but Pilliam ignored them. He wasn't here to entertain. He was here to prove his worthiness. He hefted the spear, an uncommon weapon for a space marine, but he liked the feel and the balance of it. "This is your fate," he repeated, crushing the orc's neck beneath his boot and ceasing its writhing. A green skin muscled to the front of the mob, the lower jawbone of some primordial beast strapped to its jutting chin. The tips of its canines reached up to be almost level with the orc's narrow eyes. And then the strangest thing happened. The beast smiled. It grunted twice in its crude language, and the mob divided into two flanks, with Jawbone charging up the middle. They were trying to outflank him. Despite the protests of his wounded body, Pilliam moved quickly. He went left, refusing to be caught in the crude pincer movement. He stabbed the first orc through the neck, a punch dagger blow with the sword. In, out. A slash carved up the face of another. A spear thrust disemboweled a third, and then Pilliam was moving again, surging through the throng of greenskins, trusting to shock and awe to get them off balance. He struck with all the intensity and suddenness of an artillery barrage, and was only scarcely less devastating. He parried a loose blow against the haft of his spear, turning defence to attack as he spun the polearm around, forcing the orcs back before spearing the one who had tried to strike him. One thrust. The leaf-bladed spear severed the spine and came back out again with a gut-grinding twist. A short backstep saw another axe slash wild, Pilliam hacking off the unfortunate greenskin's head while it was overbalanced. He revelled in it. The cold calculus of battle, the split-second measuring of effort and strength and speed. His accountancy of war was effortless, pure. But 20-1 was never a balanced fight, and the equation was bound to run foul at some point. The first cut raked his arm, deep enough that Pilliam felt it. His sword wavered, just a fraction, but it was enough to let in the second blow. This one bit his torso, the gash leaking all the way down to his fingers. He lost the sword, the grip sliding from his wet hand. Three, four, five more cuts, none fatal, all debilitating in their own cumulative way. Pilliam felt his reactions slowing. He felt the dulling of senses that comes from blood loss and pain and old injuries reopened. He barged a pair of greenskins, bracing them against the spear haft, ramming it up under their brutish chins and pushing hard. They reeled, the orcs, scampering against his strength and sprawled onto their backs. Pilliam could not capitalize. He had to turn to fend off a jab aimed at his neck. It skidded against his hasty defense, ripping up his other shoulder instead. He killed his attacker, a swift punch to its throat, hard enough to crush the larynx. It was still choking to death when he brought the spear up into the guts of another orc, pushing the weapon deep enough that he could drive the greenskin into its kin. They hacked at it, hacked it apart, the improvised meat shield reduced to flesh scraps and bones dangling on strips of sinew. Pilliam wrenched out his spear, but wasn't fast enough. More cuts, everyone edging him closer to death. His body was a shredded mess, his face not much better. One eye was half closed from a bludgeon's gnarled head. Sparks flashed in his vision. There were six orcs left. He cast the spear, a throw so hard and savage he felt his shoulder pinch with the effort. Two orcs were impaled. transfixed to a wooden post holding up a slatted stable roof. He stopped the swipe of a club, grasped the attacker's wrist, and broke its arm across his knee. It was still squealing when he sent a brutal blow into another orc's midriff. Bones shattered. It collapsed. He broke the squealing orc's neck to shut it up. This indulgence cost him. Two spears struck him in the back. A crude sword stabbed his torso. Red poured down over everything, thinning with the rain, pooling at his feet in a bloody tract of churned mud. He wrenched out one spear, took another stab for his trouble, and broke the second spear off at the haft. The flint tip was still embedded. Two remained. He crushed the skull of one with his bare hands, like breaking an eggshell between slowly clenching fingers. That left the leader. Jawbone had the sword, whereas Pilliam remained unarmed. He could scarcely see, clawed fingers of darkness pulling at his vision. But it was scared. He could smell its fear sweat and feel its trepidation. Despite the cleansing rain, the mudhole stank of offal and death. One eye left, the other closed over. Pilliam spat out a gobbet of blood and flesh.
"They're all dead,"
he told the last greenskin. Jawbone hesitated, confidence sluicing away like the blood and filth underfoot. It stumbled back, but got no further as an arrow pinned its foot to the ground and it let out a porcine squeal of agony. A crowd had gathered, archers and a ragged group of foot soldiers standing on the rampart overlooking the muddy square. Pilliam had no idea how long they had been watching. His sense of time and place was fraying. Water trickled down their faces as they looked on coldly. No cheers or cajoling, just impassive stares beneath the brims of iron helmets. The bowman who had shot the orc held his weapon steady, rain droplets running down the catgut string, a quarrel notched, ready to loose.
"Kill it, then," said the Baron, Athelnar.
He lurked amongst his soldiers, the rain drumming against the thick hood of his cloak.
"End it, Sir Knight."
His black-armoured henchman stood beside him, paler than Pilliam remembered, fresh wounds visible on his hard face. It was the way he said it. Athelnar's contempt had become something else, something more dangerous. Fear. The air reeked of it. Pilliam blinked out the rain from his good eye, shaking his head and hoping some sense would return. His world clarified just long enough to see Jawbone tear the arrow loose and fly at him. Pilliam turned the blade, aimed for his gut aside, seizing the orc's wrist and pulling it around and in front of him at just the perfect moment. Arrows turned its back into a pincushion, feathered hafts sprouting like ears of corn. They had been meant for him. He was an Astartes, an ultramarine primaris. He was also unarmed, without his armour and losing too much blood. At least 10 archers could draw a bead on him, and the foot soldiers carried spears. Able-bodied, he could have leapt the rampart and killed these men with his bare hands. It would have been over in seconds. But he was dying, and bled from over 100 cuts.
"Let them go,"
he breathed, surprised at the weariness in his voice. The two armsmen had huddled together, she cradling him in her arms. He was bleeding over her, but very much alive. Pilliam lowered the greenskin corpse.
"Let them go,"
he said again, and saw Vedea in the crowd. The chronicler looked ill, her face gaunt and waxy, and he realized it was anguish, grief, for him. Athelnar hesitated. He saw the henchman say something, a muttered request through clenched and angry teeth. The Baron gave the deftest of nods. The archers lowered their bows, though their arrows remained notched. Pilliam waited. He felt a soft hand grasp two of his fingers, like a child to an adult, and saw Rhida. She had tears in her eyes, either that or it was the rain, but she mouthed her thanks with the slightest parting of her lips. He met her gaze and her hand fell away, as she and Geraint hobbled out of the square and beyond the wall. His eyes followed them until they were gone. He spared one last glance for Vedea before fixing his gaze on the Baron.
For Utremar!
Said Pilliam.
For Cinnamon!
The arrows were loosed.